we understood that we needed also to shift from human numbers to human rights, but data has always been very strong for us. And I don't know if some of you have even the recollection of what was the tagline of UNFPA. And the tagline was, because everybody counts. And it's actually our belief that in order to design policies, in order to design programs that will have an impact on people's life and will actually deliver on development, on human rights, on peace, because everybody counts. And it's actually our belief that in order to design policies, in order to design programs that will have an impact on people's life and will actually deliver on development, on human rights, on peace, and on stable institutions like the SDGs asks us to do, we need to take everyone into account. And for that, we need to count stable institutions like the SDGs asks us to do. We need to take everyone into account. And for that, we need to count everyone. So this was just my trip down memory lane. And let me just do another incursion on now or more on everyone. So this was just my trip down memory lane. Story. We just had our Nairobi summit, where we celebrated 25 years of the program. Of the International Conference on Population and Development. And for those of us who were there, and I know there are other people in the room who were there, it was really a powerful conference on population and development. We had 9,500 people joining, and the overall agenda of discrimination, intersectionality of discrimination, but with a very positive tone on challenges, but moving ahead of people of Afro-descendant, and with a very clear focus on women and girls, was also very important in Nairobi. Framing how UNFPA sees this whole process, and just take you a little bit through the work we do, and I hope that in the end I will have time to also, from our perspective, issue a couple of not recommendations, and I hope that in the end I will have time to also. From our perspective, issue a couple of, not recommendations, but advices that come from the fact that we've been working more intensively than ever in this issue. I would like to start by saying that we really appreciate the work that the Intergovernmental Working Group on the effective implementation of the Durban Declaration. The work that you are doing, and I have to salute specifically the focus of this session on women.